Hello and welcome to the CSUK News Wildfire Update for July 13th, 2021. I'm producer Pam Hassan. In the province, there are currently 306 active fires. Most of them are taking place in the Kamloops and Cariboo area. CSUK News spoke with Professor Lori Daniels from the Department of Forest and Conservation Sciences in UBC about the expected and unexpected cause and effect of wildfires in BC. Here's Professor Lori Daniels now.
Yeah, so my name is Lori Daniels, and I am a professor of forest ecology in the Faculty of Forestry at UBC. And my research program focuses on natural disturbances with wildfire being a key disturbance that we conduct research on. And so for a homeowner, for example, we'd want to reduce the chance of fire of parts of our homes catching on fire. So making sure that there is no burnable debris in the gutters or caught on the roof of your house is one really critical component, because embers being carried on the wind from a wildfire and landing on your home will catch fire if there's something burnable on your roof. Once your roof is on fire, wildland firefighters or structural firefighters will have a very difficult time saving your home. We should also be looking for debris that might have blown in along the sides of our houses or underneath decks or porches that is burnable and would act like kindling, again, in case of fire embers or fire spreading into your yard. And then there's choices that we can make, like keeping our lawns mowed short, making sure that we have a distance between our home and shrubs or other vegetation that we are growing in our gardens. Using some rock landscaping immediately close to our homes and then landscaping a little bit further out from the house would be examples of ways in which we can improve the fire resistance of our homes using FireSmart principles. So there's FireSmartCanada.ca has an excellent website that talks about not only what individual homeowners can do, but what community groups can do and what sorts of education programs are available. BC Wildfire Service also has some really great tools, including an app that you can download onto your phone and then use it to actually assess your home and go through a series of principles to assess what the condition of your home is. The app is called FireSmart Begins at Home, and it's a fantastic app that allows you to literally walk around your home and assess it for FireSmart principles and determine where there's some risk or hazard associated with your home, and then to identify ways in which you can correct that. So I would say, first of all, for anybody who is concerned about wildfire, the regional districts are the ones who post and share the information about evacuation alerts and orders. So everybody in the province could look up the regional district for that they live in, and they can sign up for the emergency alert so that if there were an evacuation alert or order for their home, they can already be registered and that message would come to them directly and they would get that information. They could also sign up for the BC Wildfire Service app, which is updated every 2 hours, that show where there's new ignitions, where there's new fires burning, and also kind of follow them on Facebook or Twitter, where you're getting that information on a continuous flow as well. Of course, you can imagine BC Wildfire Service exceptionally busy right now, and so some of those communications lag a little bit so they can respond to the emergency rather than be communicating it out right away. But I have found this spring and summer that their websites have been very timely in conveying information and very helpful.
And now to speak on fire preparedness in our community in the Bulkley Valley area is Kira Hoffman of the BV Research Center.
Okay, so my name is Dr. Kira Hoffman, and I'm a jointly appointed postdoctoral researcher at the University of British Columbia and the Bulkley Valley Research Center in Smithers. Well, it's been very hot and dry. We had record-breaking temperatures in Smithers in the last week of June, and so that's a big warning sign that the vegetation is really drying out in the forest surrounding our community, and we need to be thinking, okay, is there smoke in the air? You know, what is the fire danger rating right now? And you can find all those tools on the internet. You can see, based on your location, what is the fire risk surrounding me, and then you can start preparing, for the, you know, likelihood that a fire might happen in your community or might affect you. If you're living in a rural location, then, you know, it's even more important to think about being fire smart. I think that one other thing is that there's also an Indigenous Fire Smart booklet, and that's really important for communities that are outside, potentially, you know, in remote and forested areas. And so it is specifically designed to help First Nations communities with evacuation and fire smarting. And it's just been released this spring. I think it's a really important document for First Nations communities, which are often disproportionately affected by wildfire.
The website to go to for the information booklet about wildfires in Indigenous communities is the First Nations Health Authority, or FNHA.ca. And you can click on wildfire information. There's information there about health and social supports, as well as information for evacuees. With all this news about wildfires, I found it very freeing to find this information for myself. I used the government site BC Wildlife Dashboard. It's an interactive map with fire level, area, range, cause, when that's known, and any alerts or press releases attached to the area for residents, including evacuation alerts. As of 9:30 a.m. on July 11th, the Regional District of Bulkley-Nechako and the Wet'suwet'en First Nation Band Council have rescinded the evacuation order for the Bulkley Lake, 4 kilometers west of Rose Lake. That fire is 250 hectares, extending approximately 10 kilometers to the west on both sides of the highway and the encompassing Bulkley Lake. Residents are still being asked to be prepared to leave immediately should another evacuation order be required. For anyone listening, no matter where you are in the province, you should visit the RDBN, that's the Regional District Bulkley-Nechako webpage, www.rdbn.bc.ca. Updates are also available on the RDBN Facebook page, and that's Bulkley-Nechako Emergency Info on Facebook. And that's been your wildfire update for the week of July 13th. Now on to Dan's interview with Kazda Thomas.
This is CICK News. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Dan Messick. Each week, we provide an update about events and issues developing right across Northwest BC. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. CICK Smithers Community Radio is on the dial at 93.9 FM, or you can listen online at smithersradio.com, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. There are currently over 300 wildfires burning across the province, most severely in the southeast and Kamloops area, as well as near Prince George and the Peace River region. The last time we saw a major wildfire season was in 2018, when more than 1.3 million hectares of land was engulfed in flames for much of the summer. Dry, hot conditions and very little rain contributed to the devastation. The northwest region was particularly hit hard by the fires because we were also experiencing a major drought that year, where in some cases creeks were drying up. Telegraph Creek was almost completely lost, many homes were destroyed, and in Terrace, Smithers, and Hazelton, there were days of smoke at certain points during the summer. The northwest fire region recorded 837,000 plus hectares burned in 2018, the highest in the province. It cost the province $615 million for fire suppression in 2018, $649 million in 2017, and only cost about $213 million last year. The last two fire seasons have been quieter than anticipated, according to the province of BC, with over 2,000 wildfires in 2018 compared with 825 in 2019 and just 637 fires in 2020. For some, the last couple of years may have been out of sight, out of mind, but now here we are again, staring down another wildfire season that doesn't look like it will improve anytime soon. For now, the Northwest seems to be let off pretty easy. There are only a few fires burning in the Northwest Fire Region. No major communities are being threatened, and most of the fires that are active are at least being held by firefighting crews, knock wood. But it's July, and the fire season is still far from over. Casda Thomas is with the BC Wildfire Service based here in Smithers at the Northwest Fire Center. She's going to give us an update as to what is happening around the Northwest Fire Region and what fires are currently active.
My name's Casda Thomas. I'm a Fire Information Officer for the Northwest Fire Center, and I'm here at the Northwest Fire Center in Smithers.
Casda, thanks so much for being with us today. Maybe firstly, give us a bit of an update as to some of the fires that are currently blazing here in the Northwest Fire Center region.
Yeah, sure, Dan. I think first maybe I'll just start off by saying that our fire season does start on April 1st. And since that date, we've had 44 wildfires in the Northwest Fire Center. 13 of those fires have been human caused, 25 have been lightning caused, and 6 have an undetermined cause. And so right now we have 6 active fires in the Northwest Fire Center. 3 of those are currently out of control, 2 are under control, and 1 is being held. So out of control basically means that the perimeter spread is not being contained. Being held means that with the resources committed, we've done sufficient suppression that is not likely to spread beyond its existing boundaries under the prevailing forecasted conditions. And then under control means that the fire has received sufficient suppression action to ensure no further spread. So I was just going to run you through the current active wildfires. So I'll start with fire number R11736, which is southwest of Fleming Lake. This wildfire is 0.009 hectares. The current status is under control, which means that we can ensure no further spread. We do have a rappel crew assigned to this fire and a helicopter. And today the crew is putting water on any remaining spots on the fire. Second fire is, we have R11558, which is the Poplar Mountain fire. And this wildfire is estimated at 100 hectares. And this size estimate did change. It was originally estimated at 130. And this change in size is just a result of better mapping of the fire. And the current status of this fire is out of control. When this fire was originally reported on July 7th, it was displaying rank 4 fire behavior, and this indicates a moderate to fast spread. However, in the past 2 days, it has been displaying more rank 1 fire behavior with some occasional rank 2, which basically means that it's mostly smoldering, potential for some open flame, but with no spread. And today there are 11 firefighters assigned to that fire, as well as 1 helicopter. And parts of the fire were burning in inaccessible terrain. And one thing that was done initially was that the heavy equipment created a guard, which is a boundary intended to keep the fire from spreading should the conditions change. Fire number R11557, that's the Bulkley Lake wildfire. And this is the one fire within the Northwest Fire Center that is classified as a wildfire of note. The current status is that it's being held, which means that sufficient suppression action has been taken so that the fire is not likely to spread under the prevailing and forecasted conditions. And the estimated size of that fire is 250 hectares. So currently we're not seeing any additional growth. However, personnel are monitoring that on an ongoing basis in case those conditions do change. Today on that fire, we do have 54 firefighters, 3 helicopters, and 5 pieces of heavy equipment. And the Regional District of Bulkley-Nechako and the Wet'suwet'en First Nation Band Council did issue a joint evacuation order for the vicinity of that fire on July 7th. And then on July 8th, they downgraded that to an evacuation alert, which is still in place today. The BC Wildfire Service did also implement an area restriction for the vicinity of the Bulkley Lake wildfire, and this limits access to the area for people who do not live there or who are not working on the fire. We have fire R11562, which is the Nutley Lake fire. This fire started within Tweedsmuir Provincial Park. It's currently estimated at 5,600 hectares, and it did see a little bit of growth last night. This fire is approximately 20 kilometers south of the Nechako Reservoir, and the BC Wildfire Service continues to monitor this fire, and we're working with partners to plan for any future suppression efforts. Fire R91496 is the Coldfish Lake wildfire. This wildfire is burning within Spetsizi Wilderness Plateau Provincial Park. And at present, this wildfire does not pose any threats to communities or structures. It's currently estimated at 6,900 hectares. And the western edge of that fire is approximately 40 kilometers east of Iskut. So we are taking a modified response approach to this fire, which means that the wildfire will be permitted to burn under close observation. And as part of this approach, BC Wildfire Service crews and staff will continue to carefully monitor the fire for any change in conditions. And we do have plans in place in the event that the fire activity represents any potential risk. I should note too that since this fire was reported on July 5th, it's moved eastward away from communities and infrastructure along that Highway 37 corridor. However, smoke may be visible from surrounding communities. And the last one, we have fire number R21783, which is southeast of Chiscus Lake. And this fire is currently estimated at 0.09 hectares. And the status of this fire is under control, which means that it's received sufficient suppression to ensure that no further spread will happen. Crews are patrolling the fire today. And what this means is that they'll be on the fire, looking at it, touching it with their hands to make sure that there's no heat left in the fire area. And if everything goes well, then the next step would be to call the fire out.
So that fire up north, R91496, just curious, when would fires like that aren't near a populated area, when would it be determined that it does need suppression? What are the parameters that it needs to hit so that there are people and personnel that go to battle that fire?
Yeah, well, my response may be limited as this is a better operational question, but basically it's going to be different with each fire, right? So it depends on the location of the fire and how far it is away and what kind of natural features exist. But part of the monitoring of the fire is that the personnel will identify what triggers would cause them to have further action on the fire.
And I guess another question that seems to be coming up more and more, Casta, and maybe you can explain the Northwest Fire Center's side of this. So a lot of people are asking us, you know, what do they do if there is a fire that gets close to town or there is a pending evacuation order? Tell me a little bit about kind of your end of things, because the Wildfire Service doesn't alert or send out those evacuation orders itself, but it recommends to do that with local authorities. So maybe tell me a little bit about the Northwest Fire Center's end of that business, if indeed those orders and those alerts are issued.
Yeah, so the BC Wildfire Fire Service does focus on the fire suppression, and we do make recommendations around evacuation orders and alerts. However, the final decision does rest with the local government or the Indigenous community. And so the evacuations are implemented by the local governments, and they organize the emergency support as well. So I would say one of the best things that you can do is to stay informed. You know, many communities and regional districts have an emergency notification system. So signing up to receive those notifications would be a really good place to start. For instance, for the Bulkley Lake Wildfire Evacuation Alert, that did come out via their notification system, I believe. And so it's always best to get your information from the regional district or whichever local government you are residing within.
Another thing that crosses my mind as I sit and live kind of in the flight path for the Smithers Regional Airport, and I've been seeing the bombers come in quite frequently over the last couple of days. Do you know if, I guess that would be battling the Bulkley Lake fire, is that correct?
Well, we did have air tankers and skimmers on the Bulkley Lake fire for, I believe it was the first evening and then the next 2 days. We haven't had them on. We haven't had need for them in the most recent days. And so I know you probably saw some air tankers going over yesterday. And that was for a fire in the Prince George zone, actually. So we are in Smithers, just the closest airport to some of these other wildfires as well that can refill air tankers.
Yeah. Great to know that they're moving along. I guess the last thing for you, Casta, you know, we're kind of in the middle of the fire season. You mentioned that it usually starts around April, and we've kind of been let off slightly easy in the last couple of months as opposed to other places. But if people are wondering where they should call if they do find a fire, if they do see, you know, some spot fires here and there, or what kind of precautions should they be taking if they're using equipment, how can they make sure that if they do spot a fire, that they can get in touch with the Wildfire Service?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for that question. We do really want to remind folks in the Northwest that they can get the most up-to-date information on wildfire activity by visiting www.bcwildfire.ca. And there is also a downloadable mobile app, which has all of that up-to-date information. And we'd really just want to caution or ask people to please use caution in the outdoors. Prohibitions do remain in place for open fires, and that does include campfires. We did have a human-caused fire in the Skeena region just yesterday, and so it's important for us just to remind people to be cautious. And if you do see smoke or if you want to report a violation, you can call 1-800-663-5555 or *5555 from any cell phone. And, you know, just reminding people that human-caused fires are preventable, and we really do appreciate the public's diligence and support in this.
Great. And then lastly, Kazda, you know, as I mentioned, we're kind of in the middle of the season here. You know, what are some of the preparations taking place right now to make sure that if there are any fires that pop up, that they're hit right away? I was just at the chopper base on Friday, and I saw a crew there on standby, and it was kind of reassuring to know that there are people there prepared, ready to go and battle these fires. But what are some of the preparations that are currently going on as we move forward in this, what could be a very hot and dry fire season?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have multiple resources out on fires, but we also have resources that remain on standby to respond to any new incidences. And so and usually those will be, you know, close to a helicopter and ready to respond very quickly. The BC Wildfire Service does constantly monitor weather conditions and forecasts, which is a big part of the planning process. And fortunately, in the Northwest, we are returning to more seasonal temperatures. You know, however, we do still have a fire danger rating that's generally high. And then the other part of that is also just ensuring that we always have crews available so that there's, you know, people need rest, they need to take days off. So just really managing it in a way that there will always be people that are available.
Kazda, thank you so much for spending the time and giving us the lowdown on the wildfire situation here in the Northwest. And we will continue to report on this. So I doubt that this will be the last time that we talk about wildfires.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking with me, Dan.
We will continue to keep you updated on the current wildfire situation across the province and here in the Northwest region. To stay up to date about wildfires in your area, download the BC Wildfire Service app or call 1-800-663-5555. Thanks to Purple Planet for the music. Stay safe and thanks for listening. Thanks again for tuning in to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at SkeenaStrong.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks again to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters. I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.